Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025 at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tech news. The rivalry between major artificial intelligence labs is intensifying. OpenAI has released GPT Image 1.5 for ChatGPT, a new image generation model that promises a four-fold increase in generation speed and superior instruction following capabilities. This move is a direct challenge to Google's Gemini, escalating the competition in multimodal AI. The capital required for this level of development is staggering, which brings us to the next significant development. Reports indicate OpenAI is in discussions with Amazon for a potential $10 billion investment. This strategic partnership would not only provide OpenAI with a massive infusion of capital, but would also involve leveraging Amazon's proprietary Trainium chips for model training, signaling a deeper integration between leading AI firms and cloud infrastructure providers. Meanwhile, the real-world application of AI is facing increased regulatory scrutiny. A California judge has ruled that Tesla engaged in deceptive marketing practices regarding its autopilot and full self-driving features. The ruling, which has been stayed for 90 days to allow for compliance, calls for a temporary suspension of manufacturing and sales in the state, highlighting the growing legal consequences of misrepresenting autonomous capabilities. Business news. Turning to the markets, the trend of massive investment in AI infrastructure continues to drive valuations. Databricks is reportedly planning a Series L funding round of over $4 billion, which would place its valuation at $134 billion. This demonstrates sustained investor confidence in data and AI platforms as foundational enterprise tools. In policy news with significant market implications, the incoming Trump administration is reportedly considering an executive order that would compel defense contractors to limit stock buybacks and dividends. The objective is to redirect capital towards research, development, and production, a move that could reshape capital allocation strategies across the defense industry. On the international front, weaker-than-expected inflation data from the United Kingdom has caused a drop in the pound and government bond yields. This reaction underscores market sensitivity to inflation signals and central bank policy, with investors now anticipating potential rate cuts by the Bank of England sooner than previously expected. U.S. stock futures are trending higher as Wall Street continues to analyze mixed jobs data signals ahead of new inflation figures due later this week. World news. On the global stage, the incoming U.S. administration is signaling several major policy shifts. The government of Venezuela has strongly condemned a new executive order authorizing a blockade of ships heading to the nation, labeling the action a warmongering threat. This follows the seizure of a Venezuelan oil tanker last week and marks a significant escalation of pressure. In a separate move, the administration has expanded its travel ban to include five additional countries: Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria, along with holders of Palestinian Authority passports. This action extends controversial immigration and national security policies, citing concerns over vetting processes in the listed nations. In Europe, a significant environmental policy is being revised. The European Union has officially watered down its ambitious plan to end the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2035. Following intense lobbying from the automotive sector, particularly in Germany, the revised regulations will include concessions and a less aggressive phase-out, reflecting the economic and political challenges of the green transition. That is your briefing for today. Stay focused.